Hello.
Yep. So everybody was sent home except me because my line was the only one line working. It was like, great. All right. I'm going to transfer you now. Please hold.
It was received. We appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with you. Please have the Medicaid number.
Home and Community-Based Services, this is Erica. Are you calling for services for yourself or another person?
For another person.
Okay, could I speak with that person, please?
Yes, one moment.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, this is Erica with Home and Community-Based Services. May I have your first and last name, please?
Call what?
She wants your first name and last name.
Oh, I'm Early Collins. And what else you want, baby?
Date of birth.
8/28/53.
Thank you. And a good phone number for you, please?
I'll give her permission to speak with me.
With my daughter, my son.
Okay, let me, I'm her granddaughter. She has a speech impairment, so she get it confused when she say daughter and son.
Okay.
The phone number will be 816-668-0323.
Thank you, and I have the case pulled up. I spoke with you guys on Friday. Are you O'Shonda Buckley?
O'Shonda Bolton. That's B as in boy, O L T as in Tom, O N.
Okay. All righty. I spelled it wrong. Okay. Let me, if I'm not mistaken, you're calling to check to see if the Medicaid eligibility codes were updated and the spend down was removed as of yet, right?
Yes.
Okay, I do not see it removed as of yet. It's still showing that she does have an unmet spend down. It has not been updated as of yet.
Do you know how long that would take?
Usually it's 1 to 3 business days, usually, but I know that we've got an excessive amount of referrals this month. It could be a delay. When did you submit the request for the change?
Well, actually, Friday, it was basically approved the same day that I contacted you. It was approved.
On Friday?
Yes. So
okay.
I know it's showing on my end, but not on your end. So, yeah, it was actually Friday. So you want me to wait until about 2 more days or after that?
Now, I'll be honest. In 2 more days, we won't be here. We're only here today and tomorrow. So I would still check tomorrow because it could get updated today because I know you want to get this referral in from Ms. Collins. So I would still check tomorrow. It may get done sooner versus later, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Yes. But, yes, if you did it Friday, it won't show as of yet, but it's a possibility it could show tomorrow. But usually it's 1 to 3 business days, yes.
Okay, well, I'll give you a call tomorrow then.
Okay, all righty. And I'll correct the spelling of the name, Bolton, B-O-L-T-O-N, instead of Buckley. But my notes were here on the case. That's how I knew why you were calling, because I just spoke with you guys Friday morning.
Right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And listen, you guys have a great rest of this marvelous Monday, okay?
Likewise.
That was jippery. You got the same girl. Girl, you lucky. I know you recognized her, right? Right away.
Please.
I love the way you corrected her with your last name, though. Love it. No, that is not my name. All right, but listen. So she's not, like I told you, remember I told you she doesn't show on her end. I'm going to give you another number, because if she would have said that to us on Friday, we wouldn't be waiting for codes. We would be checking the spend down. You know why her codes are not reflecting? Because she has a spend down. I'm going to give you the spend down unit number so you can call the spend down and be like, what's going on? Why the spend down is not being removed? All right. Let me know when you're ready to write stuff down. See, these people don't do their jobs. You know what she should be sending you? To the spend down unit. To follow with the spend down, because the spend down is the problem. See how they half-ass stuff.
Right.
All right. I have two numbers, okay? You're going to call either one of them, whoever picks up. You need a live person, all right? So you just keep pressing prompts until a live person comes on. So I got an 877. It's called Spend Down Waiver Program. Spend down waiver unit number, basically, either way you want to spell it. So it's 877-304-7939. And then there's another one, 855-600-4912. 4912.
So I have the first one is 877-304-7939, and then the other one is 855-600-4912.
You got
is that
it.
Correct?
You got it.
All right.
Both of them, and you're going to let them know, hey, my grandmother needs home care services. We've been trying to submit the application, but we can't because they're saying the codes have not been lifted for the waiver. Tell them my grandmother's age. How old is she?
She's 71.
My grandmother's 71. She has multiple disabilities. We're requesting the spend down waiver program. We want to know she's eligible, and if she is, it's not reflecting in the system yet. How can I advance this? Because she's in desperate need of home care. Remember, you're her biggest advocate right now. All right.
Right.
Plead the case. Now, remember, Wednesday, Thursday, possibly the state is closed. I'm sure it's going to be closed. But we have tomorrow to look in it again. So call me tomorrow just like you did now, and we're gonna keep doing this, okay, until we get it right. Somebody's got to give us some codes.
Right. And so, no, I'm in a different time frame. I'm in Central, and you in East, I believe, Eastern Standard Time. So I think you guys are ahead of us.
An hour. So right now, yeah, I'm 10:20, you're 9:20. But that's perfect timing because the state opens at 8:30.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Good. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, have a great day.